AM Tampa Bay, Ryan Gorman in for Jack Harris with Aaron, Natalie, and Tom in for Jeff. And joining us on the hotline right now, we have our day trading expert, Jay Ratliff. Jay, how are you?
Ryan, could be better, my friend.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. So last week, I thought, was a very interesting week. You had the rate cut done by the Fed. Mm-hmm. You had the quarterly growth numbers, which really weren't that great, 1.9%. But then you had a good, solid jobs report at the end of the week. What the hell is going on with the economy?
Well, you look at the calendar, you know, this is coming off of October. And, you know, October is kind of the historical month where people are like, wait a minute, we're not used to talking about all-time highs in the month of October. But that was the case, and you're right. It was nothing but kind of a slew of some good news. And the Fed interest rate hike is interesting to me, because if you go back as far as history, if the Fed cuts rates three times and pauses, stocks normally get a boost over the following year. If the Fed cuts three times and does it a fourth time, this sends the economy, it tends to struggle for the next 12 months. So the Fed said they're going to pause this time. I don't know that they can, but I'm really hoping that they will, because from a historical standpoint, when they do three and step back and get out of the way, it's good for the economy. And obviously with everything else that's going on, right, that would be great to see.
Well, because if the Fed is continuing to cut rates, and that means there's something that they're worried about within the economy. So,
which sends that worry to Wall Street, exactly, to investors, and it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
What did you think about those growth numbers? I mean, the president and the Trump administration has really focused in on 3% growth, if not more. I mean, the president promised 4%, 5%, 6% when he was running. You've got, you know, and it's important to look at trends and not individual quarters, but 1.9% was a little surprising.
It was, but you know, I like the jobs report, obviously, on Friday.
We
were, what, 85,000 is what the Bloomberg estimates were. We came in at 128,000, and that's with the General Motors strike that really kind of held down payrolls. And what, we had 20,000 temporary census workers. We had some other things there. So, I mean, it was surprising, and it was good to see. But I think it's just the latest punctuation mark as far as the ongoing conversation on the depth in how broad this strength of the economy is right now. And even though that we have many stocks trading at all-time highs, we still have a lot of people that are running around talking about the worries of a recession, things pulling back. And Ryan, if we had one or two areas that were strong and everything else was soft to weak, I get that. But we don't have that here. It's across the board. And obviously anything can change at any moment. But right now, I mean, things continue to fire on all cylinders, and that's good to see. And I think unless we have something that kind of changes things around, that's going to continue to be the case.
The president has talked about the impact of impeachment on the market, but so far it really doesn't look like it's having much of an impact at all. And I don't see how it really would, because I don't think anybody thinks that the president's actually going to get removed in the Senate.
No, and I think the last poll I saw was 112% of Americans favor his removal and blah, blah. I mean, we look at these and laugh, because the market has a real good feel for how serious certain things are. You look at the futures right now, up 129 points. So, you know, there's a lot of optimism right now. People are looking at that impeachment thing as Russian collusion 2.0, 3.0, whatever. It's just the latest attempt to try to derail an incredibly successful president who, yeah, he's not doing everything perfect, and we certainly would prefer a different style maybe in how he does certain things, but the bottom line is he's getting the job done. If he's here for another 5 years and he can continue to get things going in the right direction, keep him there and step aside, I think it would be a continual great thing for the country. But I'm liking what we see on Wall Street. We certainly want it to keep up.
Final question for you, and we're talking to Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert here on AM Tampa Bay. The one big thing that I think the markets are going to look for is this deal between the president and China. This phase one deal. There's still some questions as to whether or not this is going to get done, where it would get done, because the location that they were supposedly going to sign this deal, that has changed. So do you think that's really the next big thing to keep an eye on?
I think it is. But, you know, from the aviation side, I think that if we see continual slowdowns with the Boeing side, that could actually start to be an anchor on the economy if it looks like that MAX airplane's not going to be restored to service as quickly as we think. So I think in the background, that's something we need to keep a close eye on as well.
Jay Ratliff, our aviation and day trading expert here on AM Tampa Bay. Jay, appreciate the time this morning.
Have a great day.
All right, we'll talk to you again real soon.